Well, hello there, Falmouth family. Welcome to the Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. I am your host, Yannick Lewis. Sometimes treasures, blessings, and provision are staring us right in the face and we don't even see them. In this episode, I will be sharing with you on how to make your own green banana chips. This is so simple. You perhaps will be wondering why you haven't been doing this all along. Stay tuned. But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. That was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by The Residence Resource. Banana chips have always been a favorite snack for adults and children alike. But we have gotten so used to buying them at supermarkets that some of us have forgotten that we used to make these at home when we were children. Or others of us who may have never made it or may have never had it made for us at home have never paused to consider the possibility of making your own banana chips. Well, the Residence Resource is here to remind you or educate you on how to make your own banana chips. So, what will you need? Of course, you will need green bananas. No limit on how many, you just need to make sure that you have enough to satisfy your demand. Some kind of slicer will also be needed. I actually used the slicing side of a box grater. You will also need cooking oil. Some recipes I found specified coconut oil because it will provide a nice flavor, but any type of cooking oil will certainly do. You will also need a frying pan. You will need salt or some type of spice or seasoning, maybe even sugar. In fact, one set that I tried dusting a little paprika on some of them. You just need something to season it to taste. You will also need a mesh frying basket, ideally, or one of the slotted spoons, the big spoon that has the holes in it, or even a spatula. The option is also there for you to use paper towels. That's to absorb the extra oil. And lastly, you will be needing something to serve the banana chips in, so serving bags or cups. Now, here is the method. First of all, I think it is best if you add oil to the frying pan first before you even attempt to slice the bananas. So get the oil going. So you add oil to your frying pan to a depth that will cover your banana slices, and you begin to heat the oil. Now, from my own experience, the oil should be very hot. It shouldn't be a case where, I wonder if it's ready, I wonder if it's hot. No, you need to be sure that the oil is hot. Why is that important? From experience, your chips are going to be all soggy. They're gonna soak up too much oil, and that's not going to taste nice, right? But on the other hand, you do not want to be too extreme in how you heat your oil. Do not bring the oil to the point where it is smoking. And so we don't want to end up with chips that are burned, right? We just want it to be nice and hot so that your banana slices do not absorb too much oil. Next step, peel the green bananas. Now, here is a helpful tip. If you pour some oil on your hands and fingers, rub the oil on your hands, all of your fingers, almost as if you're applying the oil as lotion, before peeling those green bananas, you will be able to minimize and even prevent staining of your fingers. Also, peeling the bananas in a pan of water or under running water will also help to reduce the staining. But if you're going to do that in terms of using water as your stain prevention, I would encourage you to dry off those bananas before you go ahead and add them to your oil. The reason is, when you make them drier, then they will actually be a bit more on the crisper side. So now we have prepared our oil. We have peeled our green bananas. Now it's time to slice. As I mentioned in what you will need, the list of things that you would need, I mentioned that I used the slicing side of the box grater. The four-sided grater has some elongated slits. That's a slicing side that came in very handy for me, and that's the slicer that I use. They have other slicers available in various maybe shops or different stores where you can get household items. But if you already have this kind of a four-sided grater, you are absolutely good to go. Now, in my experience again, in trying to be adventurous and creative, I tried dusting a little seasoned flour that I had left over from a previous meal preparation. I tried dusting a little of it on some of the slices. Like I said, this was just a little exploratory moment for me. I would probably have to try it again more deliberately another time to really examine what the results would be like and to see what difference it would have made in the taste and even in the texture of the banana chips. I also found a recipe online that actually used a batter to dip thin slices of green bananas in it and fry them. So go there for and try. And of course, feel free to let me know how your creative attempts turn out. The next step is to, of course, place your slices of the green bananas in the hot oil. This is where you will be using your mesh frying basket. So you would place them, if you have access to such a tool, it's very convenient. You'll place the slices in the frying basket, then you lower that into the oil. Allow them to fry until they are golden brown. Then you simply lift out the frying basket and allow the excess oil to drain. And you now transfer your chips onto a serving tray lined with paper towel if you want to go with the paper towel option. Once the chips have cooled slightly, and while they are still sticky with the warm oil a bit, you can now add your desired flavorings. Of course, we know salt is the most common spice that we use, but in my research, I've seen sugar as a suggestion. And as I've said before, I tried sprinkling some with some ground sweet pepper. Or guess what? You can have them either. No salt, no seasoning, just your pure and simple green banana chips. Once you have done that, you package into your paper bag or to your cups and serve Now, there is the option of looking into preservation. So far, I have not had the opportunity to preserve any of my banana chips simply because they always get eaten up. But for those of you who might be interested in using your extra banana chips as your bambai, as Jamaicans say, you want to put up some for later, here are a few tips that my research showed. Fried banana chips should have a shelf life of about 2 months if, once they are cooled, you store them in a moisture-proof and airtight container. This airtight container could be a polythene bag that you seal. You are able to get some type of tool, machine, whatever you want to call it, that actually seal plastic bags, right? Or you could get a plastic jar or a glass jar, but you want to make sure that it has a good sealed and a nice cover that will give it a good seal. Store these in a cool place away from direct sunlight. So this information I was able to find, and I will be sure to leave the link in the show notes for those of you who want more information on the preservation aspect of it. But to suffice it to say, the shelf life of your fried banana chips will be around 2 months if you store them in a moisture-proof airtight container and keep it in a cool place away from direct sunlight. Like I said, I'm yet to have a need to preserve my banana chips because they simply never last even a day. In fact, the first time I did them, my older daughter, you know, was saying she wanted to leave some for her friend, and I had all intentions to leave some for my husband, but neither worked out. Now, in the section where I mentioned to you the items that you would need, I had mentioned a mesh frying basket or a slotted spoon or a spatula. Now, I used the frying basket, but if you don't have access to one, you simply place the slices of green banana into your hot oil, and then once they're done, you scoop them out with a slotted spoon or a spatula. That will allow for the oil to drain out, and then you can just have the slices of green banana, or at that point it would be your banana chips, to remove and add to your serving tray. I hope this episode of the Residence Resource has made you aware of, or at least reminded you of, something so simple and rewarding and even cost-cutting that you can do in the form of making your own banana chips. Please do visit the website. It's theresidenceresource.epizy.com. That's theresidenceresource.epizy.com.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.